didn't have to be.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden says help is on the way to civilians in Gaza.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
An official says the first of the drops could happen as soon as tomorrow. The judge in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference trial hopes to decide in the next 2 weeks if Fulton County DA Fani Willis disqualified herself by having a relationship with an attorney that she hired for the trial. The largest wildfire in Texas history has now burned at least a million acres and left at least two dead. A blizzard could dump up to 12 feet of snow in California's Sierra Nevada mountains. Thousands are still in line at a cemetery in a suburb of Moscow to pay their respects to a Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, as riot police look on. Almost 100 people have been arrested nationwide. This is ABC News. Arizona lawmakers have advanced a bill that would give property owners legal authority to kill migrants walking on their property.
It won't become law in Arizona because the state's governor, who is a Democrat, will veto it if it gets to her desk. Support is very much along party lines, but the bill would expand on current Arizona law that allows people to use deadly force against anyone who's illegally in their home if they feel threatened by that person. It would change it to anyone who's on their land without permission. The bill's author has said it's to address migrants crossing over farm and ranch land, and comes as an Arizona rancher goes on trial for killing an unarmed migrant on his land. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today that some defendants who were convicted in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol received improper sentencing enhancements. In some cases, the enhancements increased their prison terms by more than a year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Gunderson Bosqueville Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Bosqueville and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Bosqueville today.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 34, sunny to partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, high 50. high 62. Some clouds tomorrow night with a low of 42. Partly sunny, very breezy, with record warmth on Sunday. 30% chance of a few rain showers at night, high 71. Mostly cloudy on Monday with a 50% chance of scattered light rain, high 52. And a slight chance of light rain or drizzle early in the morning on Tuesday. Peaks of sun later, high 47. Currently in Ripsland Center, the winds are calm. And right now the skies are clear and our current temperature is 46 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon, but baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind, or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours, yeah. Time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
See me, how's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work in the weather. Your guard is up, and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, you're still burned in the back of your mind.
Swallowing my pride, standing in front of you, saying I'm sorry for. stand. But this is me swallowing my pride, standing in front of you saying I'm sorry for that night. And I go back to December. It turns out freedom ain't nothing but missing you, wishing I'd realized what I had when you were mine. I go back to December, turn around and make it all right. I go back to December all the time. Could there be a different ending to the same old story? 'Cause you're not the first to say you're gonna be there for me. I need to know what's in your heart. Can you finish what you start? How can I be sure I won't be sorry? If heartaches and tears and shadows
Deanna Carter with Count Me In on Country and Community. Before that, we heard from Taylor Swift as well as Parmalee. And right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge has a reading of 45 degrees at 6:15. Hope you all enjoy this beautiful weather. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. There is maybe some rain on Sunday, but they said that's going to be later in the day. But those 71-degree temperatures are going to be great, and we'll definitely break some highs. Record highs if we reach 71 degrees. I just wanted to let you know that a A burn ban has been issued for all of Vernon County on behalf of Vernon County Emergency Management and Vernon County Fire Chiefs Association until further notice. There shall be no outdoor burning during this time. This is due to the current situation with the extremely dry fire conditions. This ban will continue until conditions improve. Also, I wanted to let you know tomorrow morning going on is the women are invited to participate in Church Women United Prayer Day. That'll be at 9 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. That'll be 9 a.m. Join in a time of program and prayer. Also, the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum will host Deke Slayton's 100th birthday. That's from 11 to 1. There will be activities for all ages. Cake will be served at 11:30. And the annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets role will be held tomorrow. That'll be going on from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Building. The day will include a live and silent auction, meat paddles, and food and refreshments. Music featuring the Crossfire Band will be available from 4 to 7. Coming up next, we have from 2016, Kenny Chesney with Bar at the End of the World.
There's a trail of smoke coming out of a bottle. If you look real close, you can see it right there. A little tin roof bar down a path you have to follow. From a treasure map with the edges burnt from a few too many beers. We'll pull the ropes off the boat. We'll throw them up on the dock. We'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there, winding your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like no. You've ever been, well, write your name on a dollar bill. Put it on a wall, it'll still be there. Next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world. In that old seashell, you can hear the ocean. You can hear the waves crash and whisper in your ear. Little glow in the night is the last place open. And the house drink is a beautiful thing called make me disappear. We'll throw the ropes off the boat. We'll throw them up on the dock. We'll let the stars be our guide. No, we don't need no clock. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there, winding your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like no. You've ever been, we'll write your name on a dollar bill. Put it on a wall, it'll still be there. Next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world. There ain't no empty glasses, they're playing Drift Away. That's where the magic happens, back up in that little bay. We'll set sail. Yeah, see you there, winding your hair and that t-shirt on. Dead men tell no tales. It's like nowhere else you've ever been. We'll write your name on a dollar bill. Put it on a wall, it'll still be there. Next time we come back, girl, to the bar at the end of the world.
In your drawer when you walked out the room. I sure as hell hope that it ain't diamonds. Don't want to ruin what you had in mind, but if you want to declare your love, there's something
on my hand to tell customs to add rock lights.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When that uh-oh moment or illness strikes, Gunderson Basketball's Urgent Care is here for you with new extended hours. Visit us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for those minor illnesses and injuries that just can't wait. Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics. We're bringing love plus medicine and extended urgent care hours to you. To learn more, visit GundersonHealth.org.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's got me twisted, you got me torn inside. thing. You're the only girl, got me thinking about a ring. Tossing and turning, can't get my mind straight. Calling all my friends to help me carry this weight.
Started out holding hands, love's got me in a trance. It's the first conversation and the first slow dance. Whispering and talking in hushed tones. Girl, you're the only cure for my love, Jones. We're on the phone or we're always texting. We have a truly deep-rooted connection. It's plain as day, girl, how could you have missed it? Your love's got me twisted.
It's got me twisted. You got me torn inside out. Well, you got people I'm talking about. How I'm twisted, acting just like your clown. Torn inside out. Well, you got people I'm talking about. I'm twisted, acting just like your clown. Dancing, juggling every time you come around. Every time you come around, I get twisted.
Should have known it from the start. should have left early and kept your hands to yourself. You knew better. You should have never promised me bliss. If you couldn't keep it, we should have stayed just friends. Just friends. Oh, I should have listened to my mom.
And welcome to High School Basketball on WRCO. It's WIAA Regional Semifinal Boys Basketball straight ahead tonight from WRCO Sports. And we have an instant classic on hand. The Ithaca Bulldogs playing at the North Crawford Trojans. Area Boys Basketball is coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Tonight's Division II games include Pewaukee hosting Reedsburg, DeForest is home against Milwaukee Lutheran, and Portage is at Beaver Dam. Also in Division III games, Platteville is home against Mauston, Prairie du Chien at Lodi. Wisconsin Dells hosts Viroqua, River Valley is at New Glarus, hoping to see their season continue this evening after a win on Tuesday night over Madison Edgewood. In Division IV, Mineral Point is home against Iowa Grant, Lancaster at Cuba City. Belleville hosts Westby. Broadhead is at Darlington. And tonight's Division V games, Argyle at Southwestern, Fall River at Schulzburg, Pecatonica plays at Barneveld. Highland is at Cashton. It's River Ridge hosting DeSoto. Alma Pepin at Royal. Number one seed Potosi is hosting Hillsboro, an eighth seed. And in the other part of the bracket, number five Ithaca is at number four North Crawford. That game is coming up on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. We'll talk to the coaches next.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the pregame show is North Crawford coach Chris Wetstein.
Chris, as you look at this week, you passed the first test of the tournament. That's always a good thing to get over that first hump, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You never want to look past any opponent that you play, especially an opponent in Weston, where we've played them two times, so they're pretty familiar with us. So it was nice to see our guys come out ready and take care of business early in the game.
It seemed to me this year that there was a lot less, there wasn't a big wide stretch between teams. A lot of games were close in the conference this year, weren't they?
Yeah, it was definitely the best our conference has been that since I've been here, top to bottom. Each team had one or two really standout players that if you let them kind of get going, any team could beat you on any given night, which is, it's a credit to, I think, our conference. So it was definitely a fun and challenging year.
You play Ithaca again, and honestly, it's too bad you play them this early in the tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to beat the best to be the best, and it is a unique year where you have two teams that have over 20 wins facing off in the second round. But I think both teams are excited to meet each other. I think both communities kind of wanted this, and I think it's gonna be a pretty fun atmosphere on Friday.
When you take the court on Friday night, I know you've been kind of battling injuries all year, and this team has really kind of persevered, hasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I think with the injury that we had to our leading scorer, Andrew Munson, that it gave some other guys some opportunities to get very meaningful varsity minutes that I think has helped us this year and will definitely help us going forward in the years to come. So that, you know, it definitely hurt to have Andrew out, and we took some tough losses, but I think in the future it's going to help us out. Andrew came back on Monday, was cleared for practice, and he did play about 10 minutes on Tuesday against Weston, so he will be in the lineup for tomorrow.
That is kind of remarkable because I think it looked kind of bleak at one time, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it did. Even as of last week, it looked like all hope was lost, but yeah, he's definitely the happiest kid in Wisconsin probably right now being back out there. So.
Well, obviously, I saw one of the two meetings against Ithaca, and boy, it's an up-and-down game, and I'm guessing Friday night will be no exception, will it?
I wouldn't expect anything else. They're just an unbelievable team, and we have a very good team as well. There's a lot of ups and downs in the game, and usually the team that can handle those ups and downs better is a team that perseveres. So I know the first time we got them, we hung on, and the second time they made some plays down the stretch. So hopefully, you know, our guys are ready to give up 36-plus minutes and give them their best shot. So
the things that aren't in the scorebook really make a difference, though. There's not a lot of room for error in these kind of games, is there?
No, you turn the ball over, it's basically 2 points the other way, just about automatically. So you really have to value every possession. You have to value every shot you take. And you know, they're going to score points. You got to make it as hard as possible for them to score. I mean, they have great players, but you can't give them the easy stuff. You can't put them on the free throw line, and you just got to make them earn everything.
Do you think there's a big advantage to being at home in this one or not?
We don't have to take a bus trip. That's about it. I think that the team that they have travels well no matter what. You know, when you're as athletic as they are and have the shooting, that usually travels. So, and for us, I think we play pretty good defense, and that usually travels well too. So I think it's just when you have two teams that have won a lot of games this year, it doesn't really matter where you play. You just roll up the ball and let's just see who the better team is that night.
You're going to have a lot of fans that are there just to watch a good basketball game, so it should be, again, a remarkable atmosphere for high school basketball, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think just the last time we played them at Ithaca kind of showed just, you know, both communities how passionate they are about the game, and I would expect nothing different on Friday.
There's certainly, some years you're maybe looking ahead in the tournament, but you have a game like this, there's no looking ahead after Friday night, is there?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, it's truly like you focus on one game at a time, and that's probably a good thing, you know, that you're just focused on the opponent at hand and not looking ahead.
We look forward to the game, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Bill,
you do a great job there, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Thank you.
North Crawford boys basketball coach Chris Wettstein on WRCO Sports.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
North Crawford hosts Ithaca and Area Boys Tournament Basketball tonight. Next up, Coach Mike Benson of the Bulldogs.
With our pressure defense, we work wear teams down. You know, that's where the conditioning comes into play. And we just get teams tired, and then that's when we expand the lead or blow them out in the second half. But going forward, every team is really good going forward. You just got to play, you know, keep playing the hard defense that we are, and hope they wear down, but these teams are in good shape too, so we're going to have to execute better and play a little better defense, you know, not let them penetrate down the middle and box out.
Well, you figured you'd probably play North Crawford again. You probably didn't figure you'd play them in the second round of the tournament, though, did you?
Well, with how everything is seeded and everything, I figure we could see them this soon, yes. If it wasn't them, it's going to be somebody else that's going to be really hard, because in our seed of 16, there's six or seven teams that have been ranked, and you're going to get somebody hard in the second round, so might as well play somebody that you know, right?
Well, no doubt, and you know North Crawford really, really well. What concerns you the most as you look at the scouting report?
If they drive down the middle, and even if we stop them, they're good at kicking it out for wide-open threes, and they are a very good three-point shooting team. So we have to stop the penetration, so this way they can't kick it out for a wide-open three. You know, that's that's a big key. You know, both, you know, you don't want them driving down the middle for a layup, and you also don't want them kicking them out to get an easy three-point shot. So big key is playing even better defense than we've been playing. You know, we still have to step it up another notch.
Well, it sounds like Andrew Munson is back for them. That adds a different dynamic as well than the last time you saw them, doesn't it?
It does, but we saw him the first time at Crawford with Munson, so we know what he brings. You know, we've got watched him on tape and everything. Very good ball player. I don't think he's back, but just watching him against Weston, you know, he still has some limitations. You can see he's not like 100%, but he's still a threat when he's out there, so you have to definitely account for him.
And playing at North Crawford, a place that you're familiar with, home court advantage, how much is that for North Crawford?
That benefits North Crawford quite a bit. We play better at home, you know, just look at our, you know, the record shows it, but we'll be ready for him at North Crawford. We should have beat him there the first time, missed some key shots down the stretch, missed some key free throws, and lost to him by one there. You know, it's a hard place to play. You know, even in the regular season, any conference game is on the road. It's hard to win. Now in the playoffs, so, you know, the energy level is even higher. So we have to match it, come out. We have to come out strong. If we get behind on North Crawford, it's going to be a long night.
And I think some of the things that maybe didn't go right in some of your games this year, you really don't have a lot of window of opportunity if you miss free throws and you know, turn the ball over. That can really be costly in the playoffs, can it?
It does. You have to keep your turnovers down at this time of the year now. You got to make your free throws, especially down the stretch, but even throughout the whole game. If you get the chance to get to the line, you got to take advantage of it, especially if it's, you know, a bonus, a 1-1. Definitely have to make the first, you know, obviously you want to make both, but definitely got to make the first or you don't even get the second shot. Every little thing in all these games going forward, it's going to be huge.
And shooting, you know, I'm guessing both teams kind of like that up and down game, but one of the times you played them, the score was in the 50s. So did they control tempo in that game, Mike, or how did that happen?
We went a stretch where our kids wanted to play man-to-man defense, which, you know, I love man-to-man. That's great. When we do that, we play more at the pace of the other team, and that's when we went through that stretch where we lost a couple games, and then I told them, I go, no, we're going back to pressing. We're going to make this game a fast-paced game because that's how we play. That's how we like to play. You know, let teams cater to what we want to do. So they know it's coming. We're going to be pressing and throwing a bunch of different things at them, so we want it to be a fast-paced game because that definitely benefits us.
Well, certainly the last four teams involved here in this regional are all very capable of making a deep run, aren't they?
They are. And all four teams that's still left in this regional, starting tomorrow, every team you play has been either ranked in the top 10 or is ranked in the top 10. So if you want to make it to state and even play, you know, get the state championship, you're going to have to beat a ranked team or a team that's been ranked going forward. So not an easy road, but you don't want it easy. You want to earn it.
Head coach of the Ithaca Bulldogs, Mike Benson. Enjoy the game tonight from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From a jam-packed North Crawford High School. Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's regional semifinal basketball game. The roar of the crowd, you're going to hear it well here. We're gonna hear the ambiance on the radio real well here tonight as the Trojans and Bulldogs play the rubber match. They have split during the regular campaign. They both come in with records of 21-4, and they share the Ridge and Valley Conference Championship. And coming into the game tonight, both teams seem a little calm, cool, and collected. We'll see how it goes when they take the floor here in just a few minutes, officially in front of this big house. Folks standing along the walls. See maybe a few open seats over in the North Crawford student section, but they will fill those in here in just a little bit as well. The Bulldogs led by Channing Brown, 23 a ball game. Devin Iam, 15. Sammy Clary nearly 12 per contest. Devin Iim averaging 9 rebounds a game, and Wesley Nelson just over 5. Sammy Clary averaging 8 assists per game, and Channing Brown 3. Looking at the North Crawford side, Andrew Munson, who is back after missing considerable amount of time, averaging nearly 16 a ball game for the season. Colin Jacobus averaging just over 13. Carter Emler just over 11. Rebounding leaders, Carter Emler just over 7. Andrew Munson just over 5. And 3.5 assists for Andrew Munson. Liam Elton also averaging nearly 3 assists per game. Those are the major contributors in the scorebook, but certainly there are some other role players that play a huge role. And for Ithaca, talking about sophomore Devin Iim, who really gets the job done on the inside. He's a rebounding force, and the Bulldogs can use him for that inside-outside game as well. And likewise on the other side, we're seeing the North Crawford Trojans, where they've picked it up. And the last time these two teams played, Carter Emler had 20 points. Colin Jacobus had 13. Gavin Jacobus had 11. So a really balanced attack. And Deacon Smith came off the bench for 6 points the last time these two teams played. And a lot of times in a tight ball game, it is a player like that that maybe doesn't show up in the scorebook, and all of a sudden they step up and they have themselves quite the ball game. Going to be quite a game tonight coming up in just a little bit from WRCO in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCO.com.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
WRCO. Action will get underway here in just a moment here from the North Crawford High School friendly confines. The winner of tonight's game will face either number 1 seed Potosi or number 8 Hillsboro. They are meeting down the road at Potosi this evening. And River Ridge, still alive, taking on DeSoto. DeSoto, certainly a team that has played extremely well this year, having beaten both of these clubs once during the campaign, North Crawford and Ithaca. And Highland, a team that played both clubs. The Bulldogs lost to Highland. They're a 7th seed playing a number 2 seed. Cashed it. So certainly some good teams on down the road. Right now, our national anthem. National anthem from North Crawford. We'll introduce you to the teams that will tip it off in just a moment on WRCO Radio Sports.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball, and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
Here are the starters for the visiting Ithaca Bulldogs. Number 4, senior Micah Salisbury. Number 11, junior Channing Brown. Number 20, junior Wesley Nelson. Number 23, Sammy Clary, a junior. And sophomore, number 24, Devin Ime. For North Crawford, 0, Carter Emler, a junior. Number 3, Gavin Jacobus, a senior. Number 5, Liam Elton, a senior. Number 11, Colin Jacobus, a sophomore. And number 22, Landon Blaha, a sophomore. North Crawford adorned in their white with maroon lettering. The Bulldogs in the traveling dark uniforms with purple lettering. Devin Ime jumping center. And against Emler, the tip is controlled. No, it's out of bounds. And it will belong to the Bulldogs. So Ithaca will get first dibs with the basketball on the offense. Going from our left to our right. Channing Brown grabs it in the backcourt. And now we'll motor across the Trojan emblem at center circle. Ball comes right side to Nelson. Fans already lively getting into it. Here goes Salisbury, left side, back to Brown. Top of the circle. Backs off toward half court. Now back, gives it off to Salisbury. Salisbury to Clary. Sammy shoots a deep three on the way, on the rim. No good. Rebound by Ime. Devin powers back in. Shot won't go. Put for. Saved by the Trojans. Jacobus, nice save. And the Trojans withstand the first Bulldog offensive attack. Ball goes left side. Jacobus drives to the baseline. Leans in from the shot on the way behind the glass. It's up and no good. Rebound by Devin Ime. Bulldog basketball. Channing Brown catches it in front of the North Crawford bench. Drives back top of the circle to the left hand. Pulls up, nothing. Back to Ime. Top of the circle, Devin Ime. Hands off to Sammy. Dribbles it off his foot. And out of bounds. It'll belong to North Crawford at the midcourt line.